Dr. Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. Kim, let's kick things off this week looking at grain prices.
Well, grain prices have really been moving in the right direction the last month. Let's start the second week in August with the leader, soybeans. Soybean futures contract price moved from $8.70 a bushel to $10.40. That's a $1.70 increase, or a 20% increase in soybean prices. Corn prices, they moved on the futures from $3.20 to $3.75, a 55-cent move, or a 17% move there. Milo or sorghum's moving about 90 to 95 cents higher than corn. And then you've got wheat. That wheat futures contract moved from $4.25 to $5.05. It broke that $5 mark there just for a little while. That's 80 cents or 19% price increase. Current wheat prices are around $4.50 a bushel.
I like the sound of all of this. Is it because of higher demand or lower supply?
Yes.
Both.
Mostly demand in this case. There's been in chatter in the market about panic buying. You know, around the world, COVID's kind of raising its ugly head again. Egypt is buying, trying to get 6 months out ahead of things, and been a big buyer in the wheat market. You've got China, since September the 11th, has bought U.S. soybeans every market day. They bought a lot of corn over in that time period. So you got the importers around the world bringing in and buying and importing product.
In terms of the United States and the Black Sea, what are you seeing there in terms of prices?
Well, if you look at the United States, we this week sold some hard red winter wheat, 12.5% protein, to Taiwan. That was $279 a metric ton at Seattle port. That's $7.59 a bushel. Now, Russia sold wheat to Egypt for $243 a metric ton. That's $6.61 a bushel FOB.
Do you expect these prices to remain strong?
I think they'll remain relatively strong, at least for a little while. The question is are we buying this wheat in front? And so we've got really strong demand right now. And as we go out later in the year, they've already got that wheat in storage, and so they won't buy as much. So there's some potential there. But I think prices will stay at current levels. I don't expect them to go much higher, but it is possible.
With all this in mind, should producers sell their wheat?
If I had some wheat in the bin, I'd be selling some of it at this price. This is a relatively good price, given that we're looking at record world wheat production, we're looking at record world corn production, and we're looking at record world soybean production. A lot of product out there to go on the market.
All righty, Kim. Thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.